question.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. It'll be a spring wedding on the glorious grounds of Windsor Castle for love-struck Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Royal officials thrilled with the international response to news of the couple's engagement and the positive reaction to their first ever TV appearance have revealed few key details. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to We're a Little Behind. I'm Jen Gomez.
And I'm Chris Gomez. And today we're doing something really fun and special.
Absolutely.
We think you're going to like it. We're doing radio plays. So not only are we behind, but you're a little behind because these have been done since the early days of radio, before television.
That's right. And even these specific ones you're a little behind on because these actually did air on this station a couple of years ago.
A couple being six.
Yeah. Okay. Two few years ago.
So the first one you're going to hear is one called Seance, mm-hmm. and that has a cast of three people, Bob Korolec, Stephen Klein, and our own Jen Gomez.
That's me.
We hope you like it. It's one of my favorites. I wrote both of these radio plays that you're going to hear. We had a blast making them.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel it still holds up.
It was very well written, and it was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, and we'll explain why about the second one when we get done with this one.
So enjoy Seance. Alex, you need to wake up, Alex. This is important. I need you. Don't leave me.
Jennifer, is that you? I won't leave you. Where are you? I can't see anything. I can't move. I can't open my eyes. I feel numb. Why can't I move? I feel as if I can hear my own thoughts outside my body.
Mr. Chambers? Mr. Chambers? Can you hear me, Mr. Chambers? If you can, please save us both some time and only think your answers instead of trying to speak. Trying to use your mouth will do you no good now.
Yes. Yes, I hear you. Who are you? What have you done to me?
Well, Mr. Chambers, actually Alexander, you don't mind if I call you Al, do you? At this point, we're really past formalities, Al.
How do you know my name? Who are you? Seriously, this is angering me. I want answers.
I have not done anything to you. My name is Perry. I'm a government agent like yourself. Well, in all honesty, not like you. When it comes to spies, you're one of the best. No, I'm more of a specialist. Part of a special communications division known as Project Gateway. I created a unique device that the government deemed useful. And since I'm the only one who can use it, and they don't want anyone to know they have it, they keep me around. Job security is a beautiful thing, Al.
Am I hooked up to that machine now?
Yes.
So what, it's a paralyzer? Some sort of truth extractor? What do your people want from me?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I guess I wasn't clear before. We're on the same team. I'm an agent of the same government.
How can I be sure?
Every agent is given a secret fail-safe security code that they must memorize in order to identify other agents in possible hostile situations. 837 Charlie Omega 629 Delta 1.
Okay, but still, I've never heard of Project Gateway.
I'm not surprised. Project Gateway is the highest level of top secret initiatives. The president himself doesn't even believe it really exists. He thinks Gateway is a spook story. Pretty much everyone who has been made aware of Gateway is not a worry of the agency.
Why?
You are in the presence of the Gateway device only once, and never again.
Is this my burn notice? Or worse, am I being disposed of? You're going to kill me, aren't you?
Damn it, Al. I've done this a couple dozen times before, but it never gets easier to say. You're already dead.
Great. I give my all for this country, and they decide to end me. What did I do to earn this? Oh, and I think I deserve to at least know how you plan to do it. Poison? Piano wire? Or are you going to make it ironically symbolic? A knife in my back.
You don't understand. You are already dead. You died hours ago.
What? I can't be dead. I'm talking to you now.
Technically, talking requires use of the mouth and vocal cords, which you have to admit you're not using either at the moment. We're communicating.
I find this hard to believe. If this is true, how's it possible?
That's what the gateway device is, a way to communicate with the deceased.
Oh, really? So can I take my cellular gateway from my pocket and dial up old Abe Lincoln? Maybe have a chit-chat about his recommendations on what play I should go see at the theater this weekend?
It doesn't work that way. It has its limitations.
Well, fill me in. Dead man listening.
You can't just talk to anybody at any time. The window of opportunity to speak to someone is very small. You only have 8 hours from the time of death to connect the corpse to the gateway. The easiest way to explain this is the part of you that makes you, you, does not die with the body. It does not leave the body right away. It goes into a state of suspended animation, if you will. Almost like hitting the pause button. So as long as I can hook you up to the machine within that 8-hour window, I can communicate with you in that state.
Are you telling me you're speaking to my soul?
Soul, spirit, please let's not label it. Once we do that, then we start down the road of a theological discussion that never ends well.
So I'm really dead.
I'm sorry, but yes.
There's so much I didn't get to do. But what about Jennifer? What's going to happen to her?
I'll explain that soon. Don't worry, your wife will be taken care of. Until then, time is of the essence.
No. Tell me now. She's everything to me.
I hate playing this card, but I'm in charge in this situation. We do this my way. Trust me. It's easier for everyone involved.
Fine, I'm sorry. Wait, who killed me? I don't remember anything other than going to sleep last night. How did I die? Some sort of showdown with another spy? Poison drink? How?
Sorry, Al. Nothing that glamorous or exciting for Agent Chambers. You only remember going to sleep last night because that's what you did. You died in your sleep. Aortic tear. Boring, but a great way to go in your sleep.
Oh. Is that why I was nauseous last night before bed?
Yes.
Good to know, I guess. Not that I'm not appreciative to know all this, but why am I on this machine?
You were on a mission when you died. The agency is under the impression you may have learned some very important intel and passed before you could be debriefed.
Oh. Oh, I did.
Good. Well, let me start the recorder. We only get one shot at this. I can't really come back and ask you to repeat yourself tomorrow.
That was going to happen. I decided to go to sleep since I wasn't feeling well and had to wake up early to fly back and make my report to the officials in charge.
Why didn't you send the report in remotely?
I wasn't satisfied that all forms of digital communications were completely secure. I could not risk having the transmission intercepted. This information had to be delivered in person.
Thank you, Al. This report will be delivered immediately. You know, sadly, multiple agents have died in the line of duty before the secrets they gathered would die with them. At least since the inception of Gateway, most have not died in vain. We have prevented 14 huge terrorist attacks in the last 8 years using the information gathered from post-mortem debriefings.
That's amazing. You invented this machine?
Yes, I came up with the idea after my son died. I wanted to communicate with him after he died in combat overseas. However, with the device's limitations, it will never be possible to do that. It was through building and perfecting the equipment that I realized you need to have the body present, and I discovered the temporary state of the after-death transition period.
I'm sorry about your son.
Thank you. We all do what we must for the love of our country. It was a risk we were both fully aware of when he joined the service. Doesn't soften the blow, though, when that news is delivered.
I empathize. Well, I hope you can take some comfort knowing that countless lives have been saved because of you both.
Yeah, it does help a little. I like knowing that because of my loss and what I've done, other fathers won't ever have to know that feeling.
So, Perry, my body is in the room with you right now?
Yes.
What is the room like?
More similar to a morgue or a mad scientist's lab than I'm comfortable with, actually.
Really?
Yes, the device is very large and very technical. Uses quite a bit of power and operates to a point of high temperatures, so the room is kept rather cold to compensate. I'm currently working on a smaller, more efficient version. The current version that you are hooked up to is the third incarnation of the machine. For a quick comparison, think of it in terms of a computer. Think of version 1 like the room-sized computers used by NASA back in the 60s. Version 2 like an old Commodore 64. Version 3, like a laptop from a few years ago. And version 4, I'm hoping, will be on this comparison scale like a tablet that's still in development.
You only have an 8-hour window, huh?
Yes, that's it.
So how did anyone know I was dead with enough time to get me here?
Well, when you joined the agency, you were implanted with a microchip. It monitors your vital signs, and once you died, an operative team extracted you, and upon your arrival, I had to bring you down to this room and link you to the gateway system.
Where's the room located?
There is a secret subfloor in the agency's main building. That is where I work. You are there now.
I see. Or, rather, I don't, but I get the idea. Secret, huh?
Oh, yes. I can tell you about it because, well, who are you going to tell, really?
I find it odd that we can still have small talk even under these conditions.
Well, not much else we can do, I suppose. The one rule I was able to enforce when I built this machine is that I will not turn it off until you leave your body, or the person asks to end their session early.
Has anyone ever done that?
A few. Some can't mentally wrap themselves around the idea that they're dead. At that point, it's pretty much a form of torture.
Perry?
Mm-hmm.
You said that Jennifer would be taken care of?
I did.
How?
Well, after you go, she'll be sent notification that you had a life insurance policy you didn't tell her about. She won't need for anything for the rest of her life. We'll also have her monitored for some time to make sure she's not in any danger, just in case someone ever traced you back to the agency.
That's good. She's my life. Was my life. Damn it! I can't fathom that I will never see her beautiful face again. Never hear her sweet voice, you know? I could be having the worst day ever, but just listening to her always made everything better. Why? Why did I waste so much time? You always think there'll be another tomorrow. You take the people you love for granted. I wish you could know how much I truly love her.
I have a parting gift for you, Hal.
What?
I can give you one more chance to tell her.
Wait, what? Seriously?
Yes. You still have some time left. I spoke with the upper echelons, and it was agreed that because of the superior agent that you were, you deserve some sort of honor to thank you for your service. However, since the agency is required to disavow any knowledge of your existence, that is not possible. So I was able to convince them to let you have one last chance to communicate with your wife.
Really?
Yes. There are guidelines, though, and those guidelines are quite rigid. If you don't follow them, the consequences will be severe.
What are the rules?
You are not allowed to tell her anything that has transpired here. You are not allowed to tell her you are dead or that you were a spy. You must treat this and act like this as any other routine phone call you have made hundreds of times before.
All right. I agree to those terms. What would happen if I didn't follow those rules?
You would then make her a loose end. You know how the agency feels about loose ends. They tie them off. And they do so quite effectively.
I swear I'll do as I'm told. How much time do I have?
Not much, I'm afraid. Your vitals went flat around 4:30 a.m. local time. It's now just before noon. I'm estimating approximately less than 30 minutes before the final haze starts to set in. I'll get your cell phone and dial your wife on the speakerphone.
This is by far the most odd feeling I've ever had in my life. Knowing I'm dead.
Are you frightened?
Sure. A little, wouldn't you be? Yet I feel this overwhelming calm, too. I would never thought that that would be the most prominent feeling. It's almost as if every worry I ever had just disappeared. And really it has. I mean, in the long run, none of that matters anymore. I really wished I could have realized that when I was alive. It might have made life easier. Maybe I would not have been too afraid to do some things. Maybe I would have made different choices, taken more risks.
Said the globe-trotting spy.
Oh, you know what I mean. Told more people how I really felt, spoke up in situations where I remained quiet, stuff like that.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this. I just thought of something. Wouldn't it be a horrible time to get a voicemail?
It really would.
My gosh, Diablo, shut up! That is it. Outside. Now. Get out now. Why did Alex get that dog? Oh, I don't want you lonely when I'm away. Maybe if you didn't travel so much for work, I wouldn't be lonely. Jerk. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Not the cookies. Ah! Oven mitts. Oven mitts. Where's the oven mitts? Damn. They're ruined. Well, it looks like the chambers are bringing Oreos to tonight's dinner party. How embarrassing. What now? I'm coming! Sure, now he calls. What?
Hi, honey, how are you?
Honey? Don't you dare honey me. You want to know how I am? Oh, I'll tell you how I am. Ticked off, that's how I am.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. How do you want it listed? Chronological, alphabetical, or just a random annoyed rant?
Rant? Sweetheart.
Oh, you got it. First of all, your dumb dog is driving me crazy. Barks at everything, and I mean everything. You know that fool was barking at Lint earlier? Lint! And remember that dinner party we're supposed to go to tonight? Well, I took the dress I wanted to wear to that party to the dry cleaners. I pick it up today, and those idiots shrank it. And if you even think of asking if I gained a pound or two, I swear I will reach through this phone and strangle you with my bare hands.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Darn right you won't. Next, the cookies I was making to bring to that party just burnt up. You're lucky they didn't catch the whole house on fire, because then you might run the risk of me meeting a handsome firefighter to run away with. But, Jen, you're a married woman. Am I? Really? Well, you could have fooled me since my husband is never around. Mr. Big Shot Executive on business travel all the freaking time and, oh. And to top it off, I bit my tongue while chewing out a jackass over the phone. How was your day?
You know, nothing I could say would really top that. I thought I had one thing, but nah, never mind.
Where are you? You're supposed to be home this morning.
Yeah, I know, sweetheart. My flight got delayed.
Here, sir. Here are the keys to your rental car.
Rental car? What's going on, Alex?
Yeah, the company plane was having some minor trouble, so we stopped off at the airport about 3 hours from home. It would be quicker for me to drive home as opposed to waiting for the plane.
Oh, is everything okay? Are you okay?
Yeah, babe. I'm fine. I just wanted to call you to tell you why I was late, and to say that I love you. I'll be home soon, and I'll be taking the most beautiful girl I know to that dinner party tonight.
Oh, you old flatterer. You always knew how to change my mood around.
Funny, I think I just said something like that about you to someone earlier.
Really? Who?
Oh, it's not important, just a nice guy I met in a waiting room. He's telling me about his son, and I was talking about you.
Aw, you're sweet when you want to be. By the way, this dinner party tonight is going to be horrendous.
Hey, don't knock a dinner party. That's where I met you, you know.
Well, I remember. You looked really handsome, and you were making everyone laugh because you were mixing cocktails and doing that weird little hip move you do.
It's more of a pelvic swivel, kind of an Elvis-type thing. It says, "The drinks are made! Bam!"
Yeah, that thing. It says something, all right.
I remember hearing the cutest giggle that night, and I said right then and there, I am going to marry the girl who made that giggle.
No, you didn't.
Okay, I didn't. But I really should have. I remember thinking you were the most adorable girl I'd ever laid eyes on, and that is the God's honest truth.
Sir, your car is ready.
Yeah, thanks. Listen, honey, I have to get going soon. I really want to let you know how much I love you.
Oh, I love you, too, and don't worry. You know I'd never leave you for a firefighter. I can't stand the smell of smoke.
Well, that's something I wanted to talk to you about. I didn't tell you before because I didn't want you to get your hopes up in case it didn't amount to anything.
What?
I applied for a promotion at work. It's a head of internal resources position. I found out today that I got the job, and that means I won't be traveling anymore. You mean the world to me. And it was killing me to be away from you so much.
Are you serious? Oh, I'm so happy. You totally just made my day.
That was the goal.
Well, you succeeded. Now hurry up and get your manly butt back home and take me to a party.
Okay. Just remember, I love you more than anything else in this world. Truly more than life itself.
I love you just as much. Now get going. I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Bye. Oh, wait.
Yeah?
One more thing. Can you pick up a bottle of champagne for the party tonight?
Yeah, sure. I'll pick up one on my way out of town.
Great. You're the best when you want to be. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You did very well.
Thanks. You know, it feels weird to want to cry, but to not have the living body to have the ability to do so.
Well, it sounded like you made her happy with that job story.
Yeah, at least now she knows I would give up the job for her. So what happens now?
Well, in a few hours, she will get a call saying you were in an automobile accident. Most likely an animal crossed your path and you swerved to avoid it and crashed over the side of a cliff.
You going to mangle my body up a bit?
I'm going to have to, sorry.
Am I
going
to feel anything?
Did you feel that?
Feel what?
Exactly. I just poked you in the ribs. You'll be fine.
Yeah, well, at least you won't have to go to that horrendous party in that too small dress, huh?
Good humor even to the end, huh?
Suppose you got to, right? Hey, can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Make sure they put a bottle of champagne in the car. I don't want her to think I forgot.
Sure.
Hey, Perry?
Yes?
What's going to happen next? Where am I going?
Everyone describes the final moments as hazy. Then I think all your memories start to replay rapidly for you to see. Sort of like a computer synchronizing before a shutdown. I think it literally is your life flashing before your eyes. To be honest with you, after that, I'm not sure. You just go. I have no way to communicate after that, so no one has ever told me.
I'm very scared. A little anxious, but completely terrified.
Understandable. I think what happens after you go all depends on your personal views. So I hope your heaven is everything you ever hoped it would be. Don't worry, Al. I'll be with you until you fully transition.
Thanks, Perry. I'm starting to see something. It's my mother. She looks young. Oh, that's my first dog, Teddy. I remember that. Going for my first drive the day I got my license. There's Jennifer looking so gorgeous in the wind.
Goodbye, Mr. Chambers. I wish you could see the salute I'm giving you. You were a fine man, Al.
And that was Seance. Mm-hmm. We hope you enjoyed. We're going to take a break, and we'll have our next one coming up right after this. You're listening to We're a Little Behind
on KCNR 1460 AM.
Ho, ho, ho!
It's that time of year again to find your perfect, fresh, green Christmas tree. Hi, this is Alex.
Carly.
And Reed from Shasta College's Ag Leadership Club, and you're invited to our annual Country Christmas Fair on Saturday, December 2nd and Sunday the 3rd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Shasta College's farm.
This free event features farm animal petting zoo, horse-drawn hay rides, farm tours, and be sure to bring your kids for their visit with Santa.
On-campus clubs are selling a variety of student-made gifts and food during the event, so bring the whole family for a day full of fun games and memorable holiday activities.
You'll also find beautiful fresh green Christmas trees on sale, including Noble Fir, Nordman Fir, Silver Tips, and more. Follow the tree signs once you enter the main campus.
The annual Country Christmas Fair and Christmas Tree Sale this Saturday and Sunday at Shasta College.
Happy holidays from the Shasta College Ag Program.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Cascade Christmas is coming soon. An all-new show for the whole family. Don't miss this holiday spectacular. Free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows, so bring your camera. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to We're a Little Behind. I'm Jen Gomez.
And I'm Chris Gomez.
And now we're going to listen to the second of the radio plays,
which is called Like If You're Dead. Mm-hmm. It's about two assassins and the use of Facebook. Mm-hmm. Now, this, again, is 6 years old.
Yes.
So some of it is a little bit dated, and we're now bordering on nostalgia.
But not really. I mean, it's just a little bit. They talk about Facebook, and Facebook is still used today. But, you know, one guy says, well, how do you get on Facebook all the time? And the other one says, oh, I have the app on my phone.
Yeah, and I think if you replace Farmville with Candy Crush, you're there.
You're good to go.
It's going from little dated to close to being nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy, Like If You're Dead.
Punctual as ever, Martin.
Wouldn't be where I am today if I wasn't, Bruce. And I brought the coffee.
Yeah, well, you lost the bet, so you had no choice but to bring them. Oh, and by the way, I heard you coming up behind me a mile away.
Impressive, old timer. Considering it's the middle of the day and the ground is covered with dry autumn leaves, and the biggest tip-off in your favor. I wasn't trying to sneak up on you.
You should see every moment as a training opportunity.
It's my day off. I just wanted to take a little time out to catch up with an old friend and colleague. Okay? Can I do that? Please?
Sure.
Thanks. Here, take your coffee. Besides, I have my ways of training, and they work quite nicely.
Can't wait to hear this. How about we find a quieter place to talk? I think that bench way over there by the pond is open.
Wow. Good eye, old man. But I wouldn't say open. There's a squirrel on it with gray fur, three black diamond-shaped spots, and, tip of his left ear is missing.
No one likes a show-off, Martin.
Say, speaking of training, you still staying sharp?
I've been gone for 2 years. What do you think?
I'll take that as a yes.
Uh-huh.
Even though you don't need to anymore?
You leave it. It doesn't leave you.
I guess. Hey, I think I'll take your advice. I see this moment as a training opportunity. I think I'll make our bench officially open. Sorry, Rocky. Bowinkle ain't here to save you.
Put that away. I don't care if the silencer is on it. You don't need to take unnecessary risks.
Fine. But when we get up there, I'm going to hit him in the tail with an acorn.
That'll show him.
I'd say your personality is soured in retirement, but I forgot. That would mean you had to have a personality to begin with. I'm kidding. You know, by not laughing, you're just validating the joke.
I thought jokes were supposed to actually be funny.
Ow! Bazing! Stop the presses. Notify the guy in the street corner with the tinfoil hat. The end really is nigh. Bruce made it funny. This must be the end of days.
I'll pick out a nice suit to leave on the ground during the rapture.
Oh, look out. He's on a roll. You should take your comedy to Hollywood and try to get your own sitcom during pilot season. Shoo, you lousy vermin.
I'm retired. I don't need a day job. Speaking of work, how's business?
Eh. Business as usual. Pretty dead.
Lovely turn of a phrase.
Actually, to be perfectly honest, work has been much easier since I made use of an experimental new training tool that paid off really well.
What new training tool?
Facebook.
You mean those directories colleges distribute?
Seriously? I say Facebook and that's the first thing you think of? Where'd you retire to, Mars?
I know what Facebook is. I was going for the hat trick and cracking jokes today. It's like MySpace.
Wow. Really? MySpace? Okay, you need to stop saying old man stuff right now.
How do you use Facebook as a training tool?
The same way you used to train back in the day. How would you keep your skills in shape?
Well, I would pick a target instead of having one assigned to me. Then I would follow that person around, learn all of their routines, all of the facets of their lives, and find out the best moment to take them down. Just like a real assignment, except I wouldn't eliminate the training target.
Why not? You know, you can't make an omelet without killing a few eggs.
It wasn't necessary.
Nah. Then you don't know with 100% certainty that those training missions would have been successes.
It doesn't matter. The assigned missions were successes. That's all that matters. Are you saying you eliminate your training targets?
I know I really am a success.
Well, what does this have to do with Facebook?
I do all the same things you used to do. Only Facebook makes it much easier. Actually, people make it easier. Facebook just puts it all in one place. The hardest part is picking just one target at a time. I think someday I may try two at once to challenge myself. You followed people to learn where they were and where they were going. No need for me. They post it. They even check in, which means I literally have a map leading right to them. You wanted to learn their habits and everything about their personal lives? They make that information their status updates. Seriously, I get all that information handed to me on a silver platter. I get updates at home while I'm sitting in my recliner watching Wheel of Fortune.
Really? You learn all that?
Yeah. I even know what some of them had for lunch.
Had a yummy California roll at lunch with the girls. Woohoo!
Snagged the last slice of five-alarm pizza.
My farts are gonna hurt and smoke. Oh, yeah.
Had a small garden salad with light Italian dressing during my lunch break. Going jogging after work. Goodbye, size 8. Size 4, here I come.
Those people I just want to kill on principle. Don't waste my time with that. No one wants to know what you had to eat. I actually chose one of those types of people as a mark.
You did?
Yep. Slipped poison into their food during lunch.
Ugh. Killer lunch today. Not feeling well. Hope it's not the flu. Flu equals fail.
Nope. It's the poison.
You can't constantly be by a computer. How do you monitor it all the time?
Well, I got the Facebook app on my phone.
My phone just gets texts and makes calls.
I got a smartphone. Seriously, this thing does it all. I'm betting if I find the right app, this thing will microwave a burrito. I swear to God, I think this thing dons a mask and cape and fights crime while I sleep.
Nice. So, all the training I gave you wasn't worth my time.
Of course it was. You were an artist. I still use everything you taught me. I've just found a way to modernize it. It's an evolution. You don't get anywhere by staying still, you know?
So, how do you pick your marks? Just if they annoy you?
Only sometimes.
John found a cow on his farm. Will you give it a home? John needs help fertilizing his crops. Will you help him? John just earned a white ribbon for his crops. John just earned a blue ribbon for his crops. John has no fuel for his tractor. Will you give him fuel? John wants to be your neighbor. Do you accept?
I buried that guy on a farm. Oh, what really annoys me is the people who can't spell and don't punctuate.
Had greeting say Eva, my BF make me breakfast in bed, then took me for a hike. I am as it was cold, glad I was wearing a padded bra. What a great day that I had.
Poisoned to lunch, buried on a farm. Let me guess. You bludgeoned her with an English book.
No. I shot her in an alley. It looked like a mugging gone wrong. I mean, geez, I'm not a sociopath.
My sincerest apologies. Please, do go on.
Take this girl, for instance. Look at her page and all her posts.
Saw a hilarious movie, LOL. Jill and I rode the screamer at the fair, LOL. I was so scared, I thought my heart was going to explode, LOL. So tired, LOL. No more 19-hour days for this girl, LOL. Disconnecting from the world for a while, LOL. Laid off from my job today, LOL. Guess I need to find another job, LOL. Rent to pay. Grandma passed away last night. I love you always, Grandma. LOL.
Does she even know what LOL stands for? It's not the word stop in a telegram, I can tell you that much.
So, I take it she's dead now, too.
Nah, I just wanted to show you that. Isn't that annoying?
Sure.
You think that's bad? Check out the dead grandma comment again.
Mark Fisher likes this.
Wow.
I know, huh? Total idiot, right? As for annoying, don't even get me started on people who post photos of their dogs dressed in all variations of costumes.
Here's little Muppet in a sundress. Muppet is a police doggy. Little Miss Muppet, see the spider that sat down beside her? Muppet loves having her pajamas on. Muppet in her lion costume. I guess that makes her the Lion Queen.
It's a chihuahua! It's already an animal. Why do you need to dress it up like another animal? Besides, that lion costume has a mane, which means it's a boy lion. So the whole Lion Queen comment was stupid.
Stupid.
That's not even the worst. Remember when your private life was, well, private? Yeah, well, not anymore.
Love my boyfriend. Would love him more if he did more around the house. Men.
Love you too, honey. Maybe I would clean more if it was actually my mess. It's called a sponge. Remind me to show you how to use one sometime.
I know how to use one. Besides, I'm too busy doing all the cooking.
Really, cooking? I hardly count beep, boop, beep. Dinner will be ready in 90 seconds as cooking. Honestly, it's like you have a phobia of being creative. Here's an idea. Try using a stove to heat things in the kitchen. I would love for my taste buds to tingle once in a while.
Is that the cousin of urophobia? Because you seem to have a fear of being creative and heating anything in the bedroom. I would love for anything to tingle. Just once. Ever.
Do you believe that this is an open for everyone to see post? And they don't even care. It's called a private message. Learn how to use it. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Say, I have a question.
Shoot.
Aren't you worried someone is going to notice all these people are dead or missing?
That's the genius of Facebook. It's all over the world. If all these people disappeared from one city, sure, it would be suspicious. But a person here, another there, spread across the country, no one makes the connection.
I see.
There's many other factors in my choices. Sometimes I'll pick someone for the challenge of a different geographical region. Other times I'll find a target while looking at someone else's page. There's a kid out there who's not being bothered by a bully anymore. Winky smiley face.
Good for that kid.
See, this is an appropriate place for an LOL.
I'm not finding much to L about.
Not a fan of my way of doing things, are you?
Can't really say that I am.
Why? You trained me. I'm applying everything you taught. I just found a better way of doing it.
It's not how you do it. It's the fact that you follow through to the end. When I signed on for the job, it was honorable.
Yeah, don't kid yourself. Killing is killing.
True. However, mine was for a purpose. Every one of mine was an assignment, not human target practice.
Listen, don't get all preachy with me. You know damn well we do what we need to do to stay on top of our game. We can't all be the legendary golden boy you once were.
Dad!
I'm sorry, Bruce. Sometimes I get too animated when I talk. Oh, man, I got coffee all over your shirt.
It's fine. Accidents happen. I'll be right back. I'm going to go clean myself up.
Anything I can do to help?
No, I'll be fine. I built car bombs that took out foreign dignitaries. I think I can handle maneuvering a Tide stick and paper towels.
Ouch, that shirt is total. Sorry.
Yeah, it looks like you owe me a new shirt and another round of Starbucks.
I still can't believe you won that bet.
I told you.
How did you know they were going to give credit for my work to SEAL Team 6?
That's how it always works. At least your replacements are heroes. Try having your work attributed to a crackpot in a book depository.
So there was someone on the grass...
No. A hippie on a bad acid trip hallucinates seeing something on a bumpy patch of lawn. And suddenly we have an alternate version of history. The gospel according to conspiracy theorists. What are you doing?
Just checking Facebook. I found my next training exercise. This person posted a picture of Snoopy looking upset at a Rubik's Cube on the floor next to him. And the caption reads, "Frustration." That's good.
Why?
It's a smart joke. Because dogs don't see in color and don't have opposable thumbs. So a Rubik's Cube would be very frustrating to them.
I get that. Why is that person your next mark?
That person is smart. Those usually make for a challenge.
I know.
You still don't like it.
Can't say that I do.
Yeah, figured as much. Hey, you seriously never took someone down unless it were an assignment?
That's right.
Never?
Never.
Would you ever consider doing it?
No.
Huh. Okay. Hey, Bruce, I got a proposition for you.
Somehow I have a turnaround and walk away now feeling coming on.
No. Give me a chance to double or nothing on our bet.
I'm listening.
You said you were still keeping sharp.
I did.
Think you're better than me?
I never said I was better than you.
Yeah, you didn't have to. I always knew you were.
Everyone has their own skills which make them uniquely valuable.
Yeah. Cut the after-school special crap. Do you think you're still as good as you were back in your day?
I'd say pretty much near the same.
Perfect. I say we see whose way of training is better. A duel of skills.
And here's where that walk-away feeling kicks in.
I'm serious. I'll pick someone from Facebook, say, that Snoopy person. You do it your way. Binoculars, stakeouts, disguises, the whole nine yards. Any way you want to handle your target. whatever your reason for picking the target, that's your business. We'll see who has the best strategies and tactics for getting to the mark. First person to accomplish their mission is the winner.
I don't think so.
Come on. This is your chance to prove your way is correct.
Still no.
How about I raise the stakes? Forget two shirts and two rounds of overpriced Java. If you win, I'll stop completing my practices. The only time anyone is eliminated is if they were assigned to me.
And what do you get if you win?
Man, Bruce, don't act like I'm challenging you to a contest for a fiddle made of gold. If I win, you admit my way is the best. That and you buy the coffee.
As tempting as that sounds, I'm still going to have to pass.
Why? You scared?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I knew the peer pressure route wasn't going to work. Thought I should at least give it a shot, though.
Kudos for not resorting to telling me all the cool kids are doing it.
Whoa, another funny. Did you take comedy traffic school for a speeding ticket or something?
Ha ha.
Tell you what, don't give me an answer now.
I already did.
Okay, I'm asking you again, and this time, I don't want you to give me an answer right away. All you gotta do is promise me that you'll mull it over for a while. You know, give it some thought before you tell me no. What do you say? Please?
Fine.
All right. That's a good man. Remember, no hidden rules, whomever you want, for whatever reason.
Got it. Well, it was good seeing you, Martin. I think I'm going to go now. I should go home and change my shirt.
That was good seeing you too, old man. Hey, don't break a hip before I see you next.
Funny, because I'm old. Ha ha, clever.
Not old. Ancient.
You leaving too?
Not it yet. I want to enjoy the fresh air a little longer. Check out what's new with people on Facebook for my phone. Oh, man. If you're going to post lyrics to a Beatles song to make yourself look insightful, at least have the decency to post the correct lyrics.
Goodbye, Martin.
Later, Bruce. Hey, don't forget to consider my wager.
Hello, anybody home?
Be right there, Grandpa.
Okay.
Hey, Grandpa, how are you?
Where is everybody?
Well, Mom had to work today. That project at work is really giving her a hard time. Matt is doing that volunteer project to make his college applications look more impressive.
Whatever the reason, your brother is a good, hard-working boy. You'd be smart to take cues from him.
Sure, Grandpa. I'm about to be a freshman in high school, so I think I still have time to get started.
Where's your grandmother?
She had a bunch of appointments today. She returned home for a little while. I spent some time with her, but she came and went.
And what have you been doing to occupy your time?
Not much. It's Saturday. Watched some TV, shot a few hoops at Mike's, and was on Facebook for a while.
Really? Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I'm going to go make a sandwich. You want one?
Sure. Hey, do me a favor. Don't be spending too much time on the internet. I know I'm old, but it makes me nervous to have a young person like yourself on there.
Yeah, I know. But don't worry, Grandpa. I've seen that Chris Hansen show. Can you believe how many of those pervs show up and let them show their face on camera? It's called a waiver, and they can't make you sign it.
Where do you pick this stuff up?
Just clever, I guess. You know, I posted the funniest picture to Facebook earlier. Wait till you see it. It's Snoopy in a Rubik's Cube, and the title is great.
It's a picture of what?
Snoopy. You know, Charlie Brown's dog. Anyway, it's hilarious because...
Forget my sandwich. I'm suddenly not feeling so well. Sorry, I'm going to go lay down in the den.
That's okay. Are you okay, Grandpa?
I'll be fine, just a little fatigued. I just need a quick rest. This can't be happening. log in. Message. Hello, Martin. I told you I know what Facebook is. Even have an account, just never use it. I have given a lot of thought to your wager. I have decided to change my mind and take you up on your offer. I even have my target already picked out. He won't know it's coming until it's too late. I must admit, this Facebook stuff is quite interesting. Maybe it is time to update some of my more outdated tactics. This is the first time I've ever sent a message on here. See you very soon. Regards, Bruce. And send. I hate to do it to you, old friend, but I guess there is a first time for everything.
And that was Like If You're Dead. I wrote that, and I wrote the one before that, Seance. They're both special, held special places in my heart, and that is our show.
That's right.
Now, if you enjoyed that, we're going to have an extra special post-Thanksgiving one on our website.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Best Thanksgiving Ever,
yep.
Which has a bunch of improv players, and it was a completely improvised radio play.
Yeah, that one was so fun. I'm not in that one, but I did get to watch it be recorded. And so the improv players just had microphones, and they said, okay, we're going to have Family Thanksgiving Go. And this is where it went, and it's really good.
And that's it. So check out our website, gomezcast.com. Check that out and to get downloads of this one if you'd like it. And that's our show. You're listening to We're a Little Behind on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good night.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
The classic Christmas story for over 150 years comes to the Riverfront Playhouse. Our Yuletide offering this season is Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol, adapted by Brian Way, directed by Tom Kersman, beginning November 11th and every weekend through December 9th. Reserve your tickets now at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877, or online at cascadetheater.org. The Christmas Carol. See it at the Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress Avenue in Reading.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Tom, I'm Keith Peters. North Korea abruptly ended a 10-week pause in its weapons testing Tuesday by launching what the Pentagon believes was an intercontinental ballistic missile, a move that will escalate already high tensions with Washington. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says today's launch upped the ante.
It went higher, frankly, than any previous shot they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that could threaten everywhere in the world.
President Trump spoke this evening with South Korean President Moon Jae-in to discuss the country's response.